Today's reading is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants, of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Wonderful. And Trevor's going to come and speak to us now. And as before he does that, can we pray for you? It would be awesome. Father, we thank you so much that you have created this man and that he loves to praise you. And we thank you that he's built his life on your praise. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you come and that you would just resource him right now, enable him and speak through him. And that he would teach us how to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can I have a volunteer, please? Someone who'd like to volunteer for me? Yes, come. You can. Now, you need to just kind of stand here for a second and turn and face everybody. Could we just have maybe the stage as a kid-free zone? Is that possible, just that we don't have any children just behind the bars? I don't mind if you're that side, but perhaps, you know, if it's just a... My eyesight is failing. I wouldn't like to trip over any children this morning. Now, would you like to close your eyes and put your hand out like that? I have a hand, yep. Now, just keep your eyes closed. Stand here. Now, and put something in your hand. Try not to drop it. See if you can feel it and tell me what that is. What do you think that is? Keep your eyes closed. Any idea what that is? It's not blue tack, no. A bit harder than blue tack. Something you eat. What?
Bread?
Not bread, no. Do you have a look? Have a look. Have a look. What do you think it is?
Rice.
It's rice. It is. Now, what I want you to do with that tiny piece, it's so tiny, nobody else is, but I want you to hold your hand up like that. Okay? With just in the distance like that, with the rice in front of you. And so just stand for a few moments, holding it up like that. Wonderful. Now, could I have my first slide up, please, this morning? Good, excellent. This is a picture taken by a very, very, very powerful telescope. And it's in space. The blobs in these pictures, have a good look at them. These blobs are not stars, they are galaxies. The whole picture was a very small part of the sky. Now, why I've asked you to do this Imagine, is it Liam again? What's your name? Aisling. Remember, Aisling is holding out this piece of rice like that. This picture, to scale, is the size of that tiny piece of rice. Can you believe it? That picture, to scale, is the tiny piece of rice that Aisling has in her hand. So if she was holding it like that, she would see, to scale, if she possibly could, and she can't, all of that. Now, those are galaxies. Just remember, not individual stars. They're galaxies. Thank you, Aisling. Thank you so much, Aisling. Go and take the rice with you. Take it. There are 1,500 galaxies in that tiny area, each of which contain millions and millions of stars. Now, from such pictures like these, astronomers, and they're people who look at the sky and who examine the stars, there are more stars in the universe that we can see. Now, that's only the universe that we can see, than there are grains of sand on the whole of the earth. Now, take that in for a minute. There are more stars in the universe only that we can see than there are grains of sand on the whole of the earth. Wow. Wow. Our universe is huge. Huge. Everything in the sky above us is made by God. We live in a huge universe. Absolutely amazing. We were in France this summer, and we went out one night to in an area where we were, which was very dark, and the sky was amazing. Not often in London do you get this, but you just stand there and you just look up like this. Wow! How huge is our universe? How great is our God? And we have just been praising our God. Now, we've got a little video. If we could maybe turn to our Google. Now, what I want you to do is watch this little, it's one of these Google Zooms. But what I want you to guess is, where is it zooming into? Where is this picture going to zoom into? Can you guess? The first person who guesses, stick your hand up, okay? Once it's come up, the first person to guess where you think this is coming to, stick your hand up. Matthew. I want the exact place if you can, not just the big place. Our church, it was. Just come. So what I want you to do now is look up to the roof and wave. Hello, Google. You see, it's amazing that we're in this really lovely big building this morning, and we can think, wow, what a big building we're in church this morning. There are maybe 160 people here. Wow, what a big building. But, you know, isn't it amazing when you look at that Google Zoom, you realize how small we are in comparison to how great and almighty God is. We are really very small compared to our great and wonderful God. This morning, we read, and can we have this up? Praise the Lord. Let's say this together. Let's just say it together this morning. Let's read it again. Ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all... Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And in our reading this morning, everyone and everything is called to praise God because He is worthy of praise. He's created this vast and beautiful universe that we live in. But also, God is really concerned about detail. He's not just created a vast earth. He's created you, and we sang it this morning, and you, and you. He's created every one of us. Every one of us are important to God. Now, next slide, please. Which finger is that? Can anybody tell me which finger is that that's pointing? What do we call that finger? What do we call it, Ashleen? No, it's not the index finger. Which one is it, do you think? It's the... Does anybody know what it's called? The... Is it? It's also known as the forefinger as well. Right, okay. Vicar's corrected. It is the index finger and the forefinger. I was thinking it's called also the forefinger. I want you to look at your index or your forefinger, and I want you to see if you can see any little lines. I'm quite blind. I can't really see. Can you see any little lines on your finger? Have a look. Good look in your forefinger. See if you can see any lines. Does anybody think they could count those lines? The little sort of, you know, prints, fingerprints. I actually think probably not. I think really to see those clearly, you would probably need a microscope or something to put them underneath. And then you might just be able to count the lines on your forefinger or your index finger. You see, God has not only created vastness and power, he is interested in small detail. If you think about your finger, you can do all sorts of things with it. Isn't it amazing that we small, tiny people, that we can do intricate things with our fingers? That is our God who loves us so much. And he loves you and I so much that he gave himself in his son Jesus. He's interested in you today. Even though you might feel God's not interested in you and you're small and insignificant, God loves you. He's interested in small and the detail. He's interested. He loves you and I so, so much. Today is Harvest Sunday, and today we just take a moment to stop and say thank you to God for all that he's given us. What a beautiful place we live in. I was in Richmond Park this morning. It's the most amazing place. We live in a most beautiful place. The sun is shining. We are so blessed. We have everything we need in this part of the world. God gives us food and health care. He really cares for us. But it's not the same for everybody in the world. I want you to listen very carefully to some of the facts I tell you this morning. Are you listening really carefully? Do you know that when the Romans lived thousands of years ago, they had better water quality than half of the people alive today? The Romans in the Roman Empire had better quality water than half of the people who live in our world today. More people today, listen to this one, more people have access to a mobile phone. Anybody got their mobile phone? You want to wave at me your mobile phone? Yeah? More people have access to a mobile phone than to a toilet. More people have a mobile phone than a toilet. Every 20 seconds, a child dies in our world from water-related diseases. Every 20 seconds. That's how quick it takes someone, these top athletes, to run 200 meters. You see, we live in a world that is amazing and huge and wonderful. And we are very blessed, but not everybody in our world is blessed like this. This morning, we were asking you, and in our prayers in a few minutes, you want to get a little card. And we're focusing on not wasting our food. And I want to read you just a little bit about this, and we'll hear more in a moment. Tier Fund is putting a campaign to renew the food that we have. Today, a third of all the food produced that we eat in the UK will never be eaten. A third. In a world where so many are hungry, this can't be right. We throw away edible food worth £470 per household every year. And meanwhile, a third of perfectly edible vegetable crops are discarded from our fields due to supermarkets saying they don't reach their standards. I mean, it's shocking the waste in our world today. And we are encouraging you in a moment to consider how you might respond to that shocking statistic, and we'll tell you more in a moment. You see, we are called as Christians to live lives that praise God. And we've said, praise God. We've read that this morning. But that's not just about things you say or sing about. Praising God is not just what we do with guitars. It's how we live our lives. And if we are people who truly praise God, we will make a difference in this world. If we're people who truly reflect the love of Jesus, we will care about those who are in need. And we will live different lives. We will take action when we hear things like this that I've said this morning. Jesus told a story about a man who was a very successful farmer, and he had lots of barns full of crops. He was very successful. He grew crops and more crops, and he put them in a barn, and he then built bigger barns, and he was very, very rich. And he got more crops, and he built bigger barns, and he sold his crops to others who had less. And when he got more, he just said, what will I do? I'll build more barns. And he had an empire of barns. And then it says in the story, one night he died, just like that. He just fell over and died instantly. And all he had done in his life was build big barns full of crops. It wasn't a lot of use to him the moment he died, though. All he did was live for himself. A lot of people in our world build barns and bigger barns and bigger barns. But they're going to die. And if all we've lived for is building the bigger barn, it won't mean much in terms of eternity. And people in our world will miss out on the potential those people have to bless them. I suppose this morning what I'd like to say is, like Jesus said, don't store up for yourselves treasure on earth, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there is your heart as well. In other words, Jesus is saying, live your life for eternity. Live your life for God. Because that's the thing that lasts, not just now, but forever. Are you living your life today? Are you thinking, however young or old you are, that your life is going to make an impact even long after you've gone? Is that your priority? Or is it only about now and having a bigger barn? Because praising God, living to glorify God, means living with heaven in mind. And if we live with heaven in mind, we will take care of the present. We will be concerned about those who suffer. We won't just let the facts that I've read up this morning whiz over our heads. Why? Because our God loves his world so much that he gave his son Jesus to come in and save and rescue his world. He loves people everywhere in his world. He loves those who are suffering today through war or famine. He loves his world. God loves you and loves me. And he calls us as his people to share that love, to be practical, to speak up for the issues that aren't right, to lay up treasure in heaven. Because praising God is about lifestyle and priorities. It's not just about what we do on a Sunday in these four walls. We are so blessed. I want to finish off this morning by coming back to that. The God of this amazing universe, which we've talked about, is also the God who's interested in you and loves you and has blessed you today. The God who wants to know you and change you and use you to be a blessing to others. Are you going to praise God? Are you going to live life to praise him? Lay up treasure in heaven by asking him into the very heart of your lives and asking him to use you to be a blessing to other people. My prayer is today that we will praise God in very practical ways this week. That might be sacrificial. It might mean you put yourself out. You come along someone who needs your help. You do something about what we've talked about today. But that's living life to praise God. Not just building bigger barns, but laying up treasure in heaven. Thinking about the long haul. Thinking about how we can bring the presence of Jesus now into this world for those who most need him. I'm going to pray this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are really good, that you love us, that you've given us so much, and we are so grateful, Lord. I want to say this morning, we are so grateful to have a church community, to be free to worship you together, to have friends, to have a home, to have a toilet, to have a future, to have a possibility of a career. We are so blessed. Lord, we're so blessed that you have made yourself known to us in Jesus. You've forgiven us, and you give us hope and your presence. And Lord, we want to say today, we want to live our lives in such a way that your name is praised by everyone around us. Amen.